Highbridge Audio presents My Accidental Jihad, A Love Story by Krista Bremer. Read by Exie Sands. Original material, copyright 2014, Krista Bremer. Recorded by arrangement with Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill, a division of Workman Publishing Company, Inc. Recording copyright 2014, Highbridge Company. For my children, Alia Rose and Khalil Zaid. Part 1. Homeland Insecurity. Chapter 1. Choices. Back in 1994, after I stood up on a surfboard for the first time, I thought I might have just discovered my purpose in life. Nothing I'd ever done compared to the exhilaration of gliding across the face of a wave. I moved into a tiny beach apartment with a hairdresser and a full-time bodybuilder. Craning my head out my bedroom window, I could see a shimmering thread of the Pacific Ocean in the distance. This felt like a major accomplishment. But I urgently needed a steady income, so I took a position as an assistant at a Planned Parenthood clinic. The job paid enough to cover my rent and was close enough to my apartment that I could walk to work. It was also in keeping with my feminist ideals. In my undergraduate women's studies classes, I'd found my tribe among classmates who debated passionately, laughed loudly, and dressed comfortably. In our discussions, we sat in a circle on the floor, our unshaven legs tucked beneath us. We had heated discussions about gender constructs, institutionalized sexism, and whether a woman should feel self-conscious wearing a tampon at a nude beach. I had tossed off the artifacts of high school, curling irons, berry-flavored pink lip gloss, paralyzing self-consciousness, and discovered that it was acceptable, even desirable, to have a strong body and a critical mind. In my new job, I looked forward to playing a role in empowering women. In the morning.